Hello and welcome to the Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Dravenstadt, your host for the gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food scene. And I'm here today with Shira Tizer-Wade, general manager of Oh Wow Cow in Ottsville, PA, which is around 15 miles south of Easton, as well as Rebecca Troutman, who's the production manager there. They also have locations in Wrightsville, Pennsylvania, and Lambertville, New Jersey, and soon to be in Easton. But I want to welcome you to the Inside Dish.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
It's actually Wrightstown.
Wrightstown.
I want to do that again.
Okay. Well, Wrightstown is fine.
Okay.
Let's start with a history. I love the name, by the way, Oh Wow Cow. And how did Oh Wow Cow come to be?
Oh Wow Cow was started in 2009 by John Fazuglio. The idea of Oh Wow Cow is it's really an emotion. You know, it's really fun because a lot of people will come and they'll try our ice cream for the first time and they'll say, oh, wow. And then they'll put it together that our name is Oh Wow Cow. And that's kind of what it's all about. Some people say, ow, wow, cow. I mean, and we don't really like to correct them, you know, say.
But they don't get injured coming.
No, But it's really loose and, you know, personal. And you know, we just want people to be able to feel really connected to our company.
And certainly the cow is a central component of, it's the heart of ice cream.
Yes, it sure is. Yeah. So all of our ice cream is made with local cream and milk. And so that's the heart of everything we do.
Well, in fact, I wanted to maybe extract some of the things on your website. You describe the product as handcrafted, locally sourced, all natural and organic artisanal ice cream.
That is a good summary.
Talk about those different components and how they make Oh Wow Cow ice cream a little bit different, local, natural, things like that.
The very first thing that I don't know that even all of our customers fully realize is that we make all of our own ice cream base from scratch. That's like an entire step that most ice cream companies don't do because you're sourcing raw milk and cream from farms and then producing it and pasteurizing it through the Department of Agriculture. Like, we do all that to create our ice cream. We like it because we have a source of pride in our product, so we get to make it exactly how we want. No preservatives, nothing like that. And we can adjust it, tweak it to the exact ice cream flavor that we want to get. So that's a core reason why Oh Wow Cow is different than other ice cream companies.
We're sourcing, not only are we sourcing our milk and cream local, we're sourcing our honey local, our eggs are right down the street. We've been using the same family farm. And, you know, as Rebecca said, everything we use is natural and as locally sourced as possible, and it's real. Like, there's no flavor in our ice cream. If it's strawberry ice cream, our ice cream is chock full of strawberries. We're about to enter strawberry season, and so they're going to be from a local farm.
Right. And talk about the idea of handcrafted. What does that mean?
Sure. So, you know, we make everything fully from scratch. And so starting with our base product, which is really rare in this country and specifically in this area, that everything is made by hand. We're hand mixing everything. We make small batch ice cream. So every ice cream that we make, every flavor comes out in 6 pans. We use 5-liter pans. And so we can constantly tweak recipes, flavors, if we need to, you know, push the cream, push the flavor. Rebecca and her team are constantly making things better.
And you can, I guess, push it even on the fly as you're adjusting, the same way a chef or someone in the home or in a restaurant could taste things and said, well, this needs more salt.
And that's really a joy as a chef to be able to have that flexibility and not just have to follow like a factory recipe that has to be completely consistent every time. And sometimes customers will be like, this is different than the last time I had it, but I hope it's always better than the last time they had it, because we always strive to up our game and improve with everything we do.
Well, that being said, how much of what you do is art and feel compared to science and measurement?
It's a great question. You know, I would say the science and measurement piece comes from making our base. And so that's a combination of the milk, cream, eggs, honey, and that makes a custard base for all the ice cream. And that has to be measured perfectly to get that beautiful custard. But then once they take that base and they start flavoring ice cream, we have a new executive chef we're working with. And it's all about flavor. There's, you know, we like to say we're a recipe-free environment. So we're, you know, 1 week the strawberries can be sweeter than the next week. And so they're always playing around and inventing new flavors and tastes. It's really an awesome thing.
And it really depends on the individual flavoring it and their tasting. And so it is an art in a way, because there's no measurement for this ice cream is a perfect balance of cream and sweet and the fruit. That's all in tasting and all in the person who's making it.
Well, I know when it comes to flavors, you have many traditional ones like vanilla or cookies and cream and mint chocolate chips, some of the oldies but goodies that people love. But you have more exotic ones like rosewater cardamom, chocolate jalapeno, sure. sun butter and jelly. Where do you come up with the ideas?
We come up with the team. I mean, so John, our owner, he's,
a foodie through and through.
Yeah, he's a mad genius when it comes to flavors and is always, he'll have something to eat somewhere and it will inspire flavor, or Rebecca or Amanda. And we'll, we work as a team to just come up. We listen to our staff members. Everyone that works at OWOW Cow, is able to give us flavor recommendations. But even, as you said, mint chocolate chip, we use real mint. So it's a white mint chocolate chip because there's no green food coloring, but there's little pieces of organic local mint swirled through that. Our cookies and cream, we're now making our own. Rebecca's making our own sandwich cookies. So we used to go and buy organic Oreo-type cookies. Well, now we're hand-baking them. And so, we're taking all of these flavors and just turning them around.
My background is as a baker primarily. I've worked as a chef as well, but I've always been all about like bread and baking and fermentation and stuff. So my background, I'm trying to bring to OWOW Cow too, establishing a bakery. So we're making our own cookies for sandwiches. And when we open the Easton shop, we want to do all sorts of composed sundaes with different kind of cakes and things that you love to eat with ice cream, because there's only so much you can do with things that are swirled into an ice cream pan that are also frozen in the same temperature. You want to play with textures and heat and all sorts of other things to really bring out a flavor experience.
And in terms of flavors at OWOW Cow, what are some of the most popular ones?
Vanilla is always the big daddy of ice cream, so that's always our most popular flavor. One of our specialty flavors is a cashew caramel. It's a salted cashew. And, just so you understand how seriously we take this, how many, cashews did we source to get the perfect cashew?
Yeah, we've gone through so many sources of cashew.
So we're really trying, what is that perfect, crunchy, but still full-bodied cashew with the amount of salt? And then a local candy maker is making our caramel for us. So that's a really popular flavor.
And I guess to Rebecca's point, not only sourcing it and tasting it when you get it there, but tasting it in the environment of the ice cream when it's at that temperature to make sure it has the right texture and mouthfeel.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
What's the craziest thing you've ever tried?
I tried ice cream last year that had fish sauce in it. I was really gung-ho about it. It was a fresh local ginger. I still think it could be good. I just put a little too much in.
Ginger
but
ponzu, is that?
I had this Asian-inspired flavor combination idea, and I wanted to use local fresh ginger from Blue Moon. And when it's fresh here, usually ginger grows in a really tropical climate, and you've had it Chinese ginger where it's really yellow on the outside and really spicy and hot. This is soft and pink and delicate. And so I wanted to pair that with a ponzu lemon sauce. But as you know, ponzu sauce has fish sauce in it. So I was like, hooray, I got fish sauce into ice cream. Goal achieved. Bucket list.
We just made a flavor for Earth Day that went over really well. It was a bee food flavor. So we made this flavor, and we donated all the proceeds to our local beekeepers. But it was, I think Amanda flavored it. It was a turmeric lemon cream. So it was a beautiful, bright yellow flavor, swirled through with local honey and local edible flowers from Barefoot Botanicals in Doylestown. And it was so beautiful.
It was like an anise hyssop and lavender honey.
Yeah. It was gorgeous. And so not only did we we were able to support our beekeepers and talk about Earth Day in this specific way, but they created this flavor that was just mind-blowingly amazing.
I'm sorry I missed it.
We're talking about bringing it back. We have a new line called Apothecary, and so it's OWOW Cow Apothecary. Rebecca's actually taking an herbalist class, and we're learning how to use medicinal herbs in our ice cream. We've played around a few times, and we're looking forward to doing more of those flavors as
Excellent.
Well.
Excellent. Hey, let's move beyond flavor and talk a little bit about mouthfeel and what you do with the ice cream to get the sort of mouthfeel that
Sure.
you want.
Oh, boy. Well, it's a lot of balance between, if you have too much cream in the base, it's going to give you a weird coating on the top of your mouth. If you don't have enough, then it's not creamy. It's kind of icy. So there is that perfect little spot in the middle. And instead of using a lot of commercial stabilizers, we use the egg yolks to condition that cream and make it so it's stabilized and creamy and holds all the air that we're pumping into it through churning the ice cream. So it's a pretty delicate process, really. The smallest tweak can really set it off. So we monitor it really closely.
So it's the egg yolk. It's also the honey. So we use honey instead. You know, most commercial ice creams use corn syrup or high fructose corn syrup. So we're using this honey that also that mouthfeel really helps with the smoothness.
And we're using a specific kind of honey, too. It's a knotweed honey, and that's like a Asian invasive plant that's all around the river area. But bees love it, and they produce this really strong, almost to like buckwheat honey color, but it doesn't have quite as much of that molasses-y flavor, and that really like amps up the base. That's a special thing we use.
And Rebecca, you said one thing in terms of the texture. I think people don't realize that air is also an ingredient in ice cream.
Correct. And we are definitely in the business of providing the best ice cream possible. And so a lot of ice cream companies, you'll eat like a gigantic ice cream and you'll be like, that was nothing. I could eat all that. Our ice cream doesn't have as much overrun and air pumped into it. John thinks he's actually used the words, it's kind of dishonest, like putting that much air into your ice cream. People see like this pile of ice cream and think it's so much. And ours is like a little bit like tighter and denser, but the flavor is concentrated more when you have less air in there. And so that was a conscious choice on our part.
Right. If you were to pick up a pint of, you know, a commercial ice cream and a pint of ours, the weight difference is extraordinary. We use over half the amount of overrun in our ice cream.
And overrun is the measure of how much air is.
How much air, right? Yep.
Now, I understand you're moving to, not moving, but opening a location in Easton.
Yes.
So just talk about that, when you're looking to do it, and why Easton?
Absolutely. So we're opening in Easton in Simon Silk Mill. Beginning of July is our estimated opening time. You know, we have had customers coming into our Ottsville store for years asking us to be in the Valley, and it's definitely, we've had our eyes on it for a long time, and we're really excited what everyone's doing at the Silk Mill, and the food scene in Easton specifically is just amazing.
And if I really want to experience ice cream, is it best to get a cup or a cone? is there a personal preference, or what's the feel from the experts here?
That's a preference. I mean, you know, what's important in our stores is you come up to our case. We have 24 flavors out. Come try things. You're able to sample as much as you want. So come try flavors, mix it up, you know, just have fun. We just want you to have a really nice time.
And you also do catering as well, right? For like parties and everything?
Absolutely. Yep. We do special events catering, and we're available. Every year we do more weddings, corporate events, and it's been really, really fun.
Our catering arm is called Party Animal.
Hey, well, it's not too bad. Party Animal, then you have the ice cream with it. I mean, ice cream is a universal treat.
Ice cream makes everyone happy. I mean, we always talk about ice cream as transcendent. You know, there's something really special about it. And that, you know, we train everyone who works in our shops to make everyone feel really good when they walk in. Welcome everyone into the shop. Welcome them to their special event. And let's make everyone happy with ice cream.
That's great. Sharon, Rebecca, thanks for joining us here at WDIY.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.